Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, everybody. This is Again With This, Beverly Hills 90210 edition. Today's episode is the deleted book entry for Season 7, Episode 12. What was it?
Judgment Day.
Judgment Day, of course. Should do that over? Nah.
Come on, this is Brandon. When don't things work out for him? Brandon's academic integrity is under attack! Exclamation mark. Season 7, Episode 12.
Judgment Day!
David's adjustment to life with a diagnosed mental illness involves plenty of good, wholesome fun with Donna, like riding bikes and challenging himself with the excessive drag from the enormous jeans he wears to do it. He's being so uncharacteristically nice that she's entertaining thoughts about trying to get back together with him despite, or let's be real, spitefully because of Felice's rude insinuations that David's health issues have made him just another wounded bird or deer for Donna to take care of. Like Felice wouldn't have also said the same things back in season 4 when he was on meth. Anyway, Felice isn't the only impediment to their reunion. Val is pushing hard to hold David to his promise, made while he wasn't thinking entirely straight, to invest his inheritance in the Peach Pit after dark. David wants to do it and get as close to the music industry as he ever has been, but doesn't want to risk losing Donna over a business partnership with his ex. Once he's reassured Donna, "I'm not interested in Valerie, you're the one I care about, you're the one I love," they're back on as a couple, and she signs off, officially clearing David to start losing perfectly good money to this perpetually failing venture. Speaking of failing, Brandon's efforts to extricate himself from Steve's plagiarism scandal. The solution for Steve is simple. He can avoid a disciplinary hearing where he would be at risk of expulsion by pleading guilty, which he cheerfully admits he is, thus leaving his punishment to the chancellor's discretion. Brandon is offered the same deal, but since he didn't do anything wrong, he will face the CU tribunal. He also informs Steve that this latest fuck-up means their friendship is over. Now, this puts us in a horrible position because Brandon is totally right. Steve massively fucked him over. Brandon really didn't do anything wrong. And since Brandon's applied for a graduate scholarship, he can't imperil it with a false guilty plea. Brandon's even right to be furious with Steve and threaten to end their friendship over this, only the latest in a string of similar fuckovers in which Steve has embroiled Brandon. The problem for us is to describe convincingly how badly Brandon undercuts his own, for once, legitimate self-righteousness by braying his imperious hostility at everyone, not just Steve. As the Chancellor lays out his options, shouldn't Brandon be more fearful than pissy? Why would Brandon antagonize Randall on the eve of the hearing by bringing up Lucinda as if we don't all know that's what this whole flap is actually about? He has to expect that all their friends are going to try to smooth things over between Steve and Brandon, so why doesn't he just keep his mouth shut when they try rather than bitch them out? We understand that Jason Priestley's range is as small as his wingspan. Have we mentioned lately that he's short? But at some point, the production just gave up on directing him, and it shows. Ultimately, this stupid plotline exists for two reasons. to create conflict between Kelly and Mark, who still haven't boned and who also fight about her choice to ignore his stated birthday wishes and throw him a surprise party, and because someone on staff thought it would be fun to write a faux courtroom scene that would let Brandon throw around legal jargon generally not correctly. Randall's death stroke is his claim that, back when Randall taught them as freshmen, Steve and Brandon not only passed a quiz most of their classmates failed, but earned identical grades. But Steve still has his quizzes and shows the tribunal he failed them all. And it's a good thing, too, because Brandon's defense is that he didn't do it and his only evidence is his word. He also can't exactly prove a negative, but no one says that. The chancellor drops the charges against Brandon and tells Randall he'll be facing his own disciplinary hearing soon. Brandon and Steve recommit to their friendship and high-five on the fact that Steve Sanders has no shame. Poor Randall. Cucked again. And our tags are David Donna love story, mental health, peach pit is a money pit, and legal issue. And even as we submitted this, it's marked cut candidate. No one really thinks Brandon's going to get expelled, and all the hearing scenes are such horseshit. I think on the page, I mean, I think this is still funny, but it really lacks something when you can't hear him because he is so fucking obnoxious in this episode, Brandon, I mean.
Yeah, it's true. There are certain episodes that I think we included because we felt they were memorable in terms of the Brandon braying, but yeah. It does lose a little bit in the translation. Mm-hmm. And also Brandon is victorious and it's like, fine,
exactly.
Go. Like, do we need to, do we need to help you do this with the
Again?
Golden boy? I don't want to.
No.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.